Let's hear chapter 4, Mishnah 1. And now the background to this Mishnah is, how do you acquire movable articles? And what he brings the whole background of here, quite a long background, but he brings the principles that when it comes to buying something, you don't acquire it with money. When you pay over the money to the person, you haven't yet acquired the article. There has to be some kind of act on the article. Either you've got to lift it up or draw it, you know, take it into your domain.
It's movable.
This is only talking about movable property. And this brings a machlokes between Resh Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. That Resh Lakish says this is from the Torah, and Rabbi Yochanan says, no, according to Torah law, you would acquire it with money, but the rabbis came and overrode that. And the reason they overrode it was they didn't want a situation where the buyer would pay the money over to the seller, and the seller would keep the goods, but then let's say there was a fire or something. Yeah. So now the seller thinks, hey, they're not my goods, they're the buyer's goods. Yeah. So he does nothing to save them. So in order to get around this, so the money passing, money changing hands, in Torah law, is not an act of ownership. That is not an act of acquisition, and the two could still get out of it. And only an act of acquisition is like picking up or moving it. When it comes to switching objects, like barter, so there the first object that changes hands also acquires the other object for the other party. So as soon as one moves
even
money,
though the other party might
doesn't
have
it. Yeah, even though he doesn't have it yet.
Sure.
Yeah. And then just to end off, he says, this Mishnah now that we're going to learn teaches us that currency which is usable and which is the most convenient to spend is considered to be money, while the other form of currency, where you're switching currency for currency, the other form of currency has the status of is of goods. So acquisition is effective by drawing the goods. So you're swapping one kind of money for another. So let's see what he means. Hazav koine es hakesef. So if you're swapping gold for silver, which he brings over here, silver is a more usable kind of currency, and the gold is not. So in this case over here, the gold is considered goods. It's not really considered like a currency. So gold acquires silver means that if I hand over the gold to you, and you take the gold, so you've automatically acquired, I've automatically acquired the silver that we're exchanging it for. But our kesev ain't no kone es hazav, but the silver is not considered, wouldn't acquire the gold, because remember, money can't acquire. So if you took the silver from me, then we haven't completed the transaction, you haven't acquired the gold, because the money's considered money, and you can't buy, you know, money doesn't affect a transaction. And a choshes kone es hakesev, so to copper acquire silver, which he brings over here, explains that the copper is less usable than when compared to silver, and therefore the copper is considered like goods. Right? So it seems to be silver was
water.
Yeah. It seems to be, but it seems to be in all of these cases that the silver is like that was what they used for money. That was the proper currency. Gold coins, copper coins, very nice, you know, but they weren't like the main form of currency. You could use them in some places, you couldn't use them in some places. So that's why, so the same kind of thing. If you give the guy the copper, he automatically acquires the silver, right? Because it's barter,
in a sense.
Right. But the other way around doesn't work. You can't use silver, as we said. Masaraz koinus esayafos. Bad coins acquire good coins. So what does he say, bad coins? He says either they're invalid or coins where the image has been like defaced. So they're not, you know, they've like lost their... So those would acquire good coins, and again, because it's like barter. But yeah, for so a coin is harassed, but the other way around doesn't work. A simon coin is hamatbaya, and a simon, which he says is an unminted coin. And again, not considered currency with related, so that would acquire the silver coins. But matbaya ainu coin es asimon, but the other way around doesn't work. And betaltel in coinam es hamatbaya, movable property acquires minted coins. Right now he's talking about exchanging just ordinary property for coins. So if I give you the movable property, then you've acquired the coins. But v'hamatbaya ainu coin es
if you give me movable
property, then I've acquired the coins. Sorry, yeah. But the coins don't acquire the movable property. This is the principle. All movable property acquires the other one, but as we've said before, money doesn't do that. Money doesn't work like that.